T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Used to be lawn envy that I had among my neighbors. You know what that is?
Oh, yeah, when the grass is always greener in somebody else's yard.
The grass literally is greener on the other side of the fence. I would look and I go, how does that guy get that lawn?
I know.
Look at, you know, sprinkler system, but it looks like a putting green. It's beautiful.
We had a neighbor like that in Haverhill. Oh, perfect.
And what was the story? Was the guy or the woman or whoever it was, were they always out there doing
always.
Something to it?
Yeah. Always.
Retired or?
No, he had an active, I think he worked like in another town, full-time job. But his grass was like plush and thick and just always... That color green you get only in like a Crayola crayon.
Yeah.
Like the fake green that just doesn't look real.
I'll live to be 100. That'll never happen. But now it's not just lawn envy. It's garden envy. And I bring this up. I don't do that often, but I need help. I got to do something here.
Let me see if I can help.
Modest garden. I got two little beds, raised vegetable beds. We've done it the last couple of years. If you do a garden, it's pretty cool. You get like free lettuce.
I love them. when I have a house again, I'm gonna have a garden.
That's right. When you're not homeless anymore. But we've done tomato, you know, like summer squash, great. The herbs like basil, you know, you go out and pick some basil,
so
put it
good.
On a salad. It's fantastic.
I love having lettuce.
Yeah.
Cucumber. Oh no, you don't like cucumbers this year.
No, the cucumbers. Yeah, but we've grown those in the past. String beans this year. The thing is this: the tomatoes are looking great.
I love tomatoes.
We've had some good luck. Some years with good luck, some not with tomatoes. This year, they're coming in great. Something's eating the tomatoes. There's a lot of them,
boy.
And they're green. And just as they start to get red, I don't know if it's rabbits or chipmunks or deer. We're out in Framingham, so there's deer running around. And I've tried everything.
Do you have any, like, wire, like, around the top?
We put a fence. We tried that. We put a plastic... It wasn't wire, but it was like a 4-foot thing all the way around the thing, nice and tight to keep presumably the deer out.
I think if you do, there's some kind of like a wire that you can sort of put around, which isn't as easy for
like
them to
electrified, perhaps.
Maybe, but I think there are humane wires you can buy even at like any of like the Home Depot stores. But my father-in-law hangs bars of Irish Spring soap all around, like, some of the bushes and trees, because he's a huge, like, greenhouse garden in his backyard.
Do they eat the soap?
Deer don't like the smell of the Irish Spring bar soap, the green soap. And I would assume the animals don't like the scent of it. I could be wrong.
But I like it, too. Our Irish Spring?
This is from Blenny Petroni.
But I like it, too. Really?
But, yeah, he has the little Irish Spring bar soap that he just hangs with a string, like, inside the trees.
I will give it a try. I've tried mothballs, which I heard keep pests away. Didn't work. I've tried the stuff about the hardware store, this is going to gross you out, fox urine and coyote
urine. Oh, yeah, you get all the pea
sprays. Yeah, the pea sprays.
Yep.
Sprayed that all around. And by the way, not a fun job. That didn't work either. So I'm willing to try anything. Irish Spring soap.
Try the Irish Spring bar soap.
All
That's
right,
it.
We'll give it a go. I've got some great ideas. It's making me crazy. I've worked very hard on this garden, this vegetable garden in the yard.
Yeah,
and the critters are tearing it apart.
I know, well, it's delicious.
It is, but to them, I guess the squirrels, the chipmunks, the rabbits. I don't know what the animals are that are eating all the vegetables, but I know it's turned me into. Who's the guy from Peter Rabbit?
Mr. McGregor.
I've turned into Mr. McGregor.
See, now you don't feel so bad for him anymore, do you?
What do I gotta do? All right, it's Magic 106.7. Let's see if we can find. This button here. Hi, Magic. Who's this?
How about planting some mint?
You know, we have mint nearby.
Oh, I didn't think of mint.
Doesn't seem to be helping.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know, and then that mint, boy, you got to watch that mint because
it spreads
everywhere.
It does spread.
Yeah, and you can also throw it in your trash cans, too, if you keep your trash cans outside.
Oh, that's a nice idea. Keep the animals out of there.
These are all good little tricks. I'm going to remember all of them.
Where are you calling from?
Quincy.
Oh, you got some animals in Quincy, right?
Oh, yeah, we got same animals in Quincy.
Have a great day. Thank you.
You too. Bye.
Hi, Magic. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Try calling Sharon View Nurseries in Sharon. They will steer you to a product. It's a red flashing light that's tuned to scare away the animals.
Really?
That's
like
a
laser beam or something?
It's not a laser. It's just some sort of a pulsing red light that's a certain frequency that does scare away the animals. But
they've
tried it, and it seems to be effective.
I'll give that a whirl. My neighbors might not like it, but what do I care?
It's better than fox urine.
Better than the fox and coyote
urine.
That's
a much better idea.
Good stuff. Thanks for the tip. Appreciate it.
Okay, bye.
Science keeping nature at bay.
That's a good idea, though. A light, like a strobe light or something like that, because it's not a smelling thing, and it's not a food thing. It's something...
Is that a little bit scary to you, putting some kind of light? Like, do you know what it's going to do to the animals?
Well, I don't know. What do you want? Do you want your vegetables or do you want the animals
I'm
alive?
I'm worried this is how Jurassic Park started, with a flashing red light or something like that.
The flare.
Suddenly I'm going to have giant bunnies and rabbits and squirrels, you know, taking over the...
That's right. The red flare.
Yeah, exactly.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.